Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
They need to suck it.
That's about us there. Dr. Mina a little later on this morning. Love our friend Dr. Mina. I've been referring the anti-vaxxers to Dr. Mina so she can try to get in their brain. I don't know why.
Assuming she can find it.
Yeah, well, she can, but she tries to explain to people.
She's going without, the right direction to find their brain.
Without saying in her ass.
Yes. Exactly. So she's getting closer than most people.
I said, can you take this, Dr. Mina? I just can't.
Let me get this straight. Anti-vaxxers are reaching out to you?
No, they rip us on Twitter about the vaccine. When I tweet out stuff about get the vaccine, and I say, Dr. Mina, can you take this? I can't. Good luck with your side effects, that kind of crap. Yeah. Just dumbass. It's not Facebook, it's Twitter. I don't really check out the actual Todd and Tyler page much. Although I did post a cool little TikTok last night of this hot chick a friend of mine sent me during the Mark Wahlberg white trash names. And it's so cool how she does it. She lip syncs the whole thing and she nails it. And she's hot. I'll show you during the break, Craig. It's so weird to hear Mark Wahlberg's voice coming out of this hot chick.
Yes.
But she's so good looking, you just keep staring at her. I don't know what it is. You know, it makes these faces like a dude would make. It's tough to explain, but I'll show it to you. You watch it, didn't you, puss?
Yeah, but the point is,
I liked it.
It's really cool, yeah.
She's hot.
That's it.
That's the point.
That is the point. It wouldn't be a cool video if she wasn't hot.
Yeah, I watched it without the sound.
Well, stop.
Have the sound on my computer.
Oh, you got it. Well, she nails it. I mean, I don't know how you practice a nail. She might have practiced a lot, obviously.
Many times that is how people get good at things.
Yeah, but
practice.
Still amazing. No, well, still amazing.
That one took a lot of practice.
Because it's lip syncing. It's not even singing it. Maybe she probably did say it out loud just to get it so
could
she
have.
Could do it and then just take
and
that
just
part out.
Right? Yeah, and I think it's more difficult to lip sync dialogue than to say a song.
Oh, this is ridiculous. We don't know how people do that.
Like the chick who got famous lip-syncing Trump.
Yeah, she was great.
Yeah.
She was excellent. Yeah, she was a comedian.
I mean, she amassed a couple million followers.
I know.
Just for that bit.
Exactly.
And now she's got like a sitcom or something, doesn't she?
Does she really?
Yeah, they did
she's
a piece
good.
On her
oh, they did. I
on some
it.
Show I was watching.
I missed it.
Somebody's got her on a development deal or something now.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
She was good, man.
Or a pilot or something. I don't know.
Probably.
Was on this date in 1947, Jackie Robinson of the Brooklyn Dodgers broke the baseball color line when the team started him at first base. And so Major League Baseball honoring him today and tomorrow. Players, coaches, and umpires across the league will all wear Robinson's retired number 42. Teams that are off today do it tomorrow.
A lot of racists back then.
Oh.
Good thing that's over, huh?
Yeah.
That racism.
They were mad.
Yeah. Hardest day of the year to keep track of what's going on the field.
Right. I know it is.
Yeah.
Everybody's just saying, who's that?
Right.
Who's that?
Unless you actually know the team.
Or you can say, that's the shortstop.
Yeah, but when they're, like, when they're up at bat. You know,
I remember like the first year they did that, I was flipping around TV and I just totally zoned out about it. And I go, 42. Well, why is everybody? That guy was 42.
Yeah.
Took me a second because I was stupid.
As a PA announcer, you might not appreciate that.
Yeah. I don't care.
Especially this early in the season.
No. It'd be fine. That just makes everything that much easier.
Yeah. You look at the name on their back, though. If they have them.
Or do you just say, not the plate, number 42.
No, you have a list in front of you of the batting order.
Yeah, I realize that, but yeah. then they can you switch out the batter.
But, you know, they have those things in baseball games.
They could switch another guy in. He's 42 also. I'd screw you up. Yeah.
That would.
Yeah.
Now, they don't do that a whole lot, as it turns out, you know, game to game. Sure, that you know they will do that more in playoff situations, right. Which is when we watch more baseball.
True.
But, you know, day to day, there's not a whole lot of that at the end of the ball game. Yeah. But at the same time, yes, that's what it takes, is looking at the numbers. You're right. You are absolutely right. It does happen.
Yeah.
But I think if you were calling a game today, Craig, wouldn't you be tempted to just be like, and now batting number 42, just every time?
I'd be tempted.
Yeah. You would.
I wouldn't actually do it.
But you would be tempted.
Of course I would.
And actually leave your mic on and say, why is everybody 42? This is stupid. That's all. Just live. Sorry.
The hell?
Am I live?
Or just pretend that you can't find it. Now batting 42. 42?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's 42.
That would get old. It'd be funny, though. I'd laugh.
This guy's number.
I'd laugh for 9 innings.
Who's up?
That's today, then, huh?
Yes. Okay. And tomorrow.
All right.
A lot of companies hiring people right now. Dollar General hiring 20,000 workers all over the place. Distribution centers, in stores, truck drivers.
Yeah, economy's
all kinds of places hiring all kinds of people. And now is your chance, I guess.
Yeah.
Get that dream gig.
Get a gig.
At Dollar General.
Get a gig. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, it's, some people are, dream gig my ass. Give me a gig.
Gig, right. Right.
That'd be a dream. What's being called gray divorce is on the rise for baby boomers, according to the Pew Research Center. The divorce rate has roughly doubled since the 1990s for American adults aged 50 and older. Women are more empowered and educated, not so much of a stigma attached to divorce, so they can get out if they're, you know, more, or they're more able to get out.
Sick of looking at your tired ass.
Bad situations. Right, right. Yeah, they say it's easier to walk away, especially when your peers are doing the same thing. Longer life expectancies.
Yep.
They think might be creating an urgency for a 55-year-old woman. Her marriage might last another 30 years or more. This may prompt her to question whether she can put up with your tired ass for that much longer.
I saw an Onion headline. We talked about the Onion. This is months ago. I saw an Onion headline. Woman in bed, marriage figures she'll tough it out till she dies. Something like that. It's just like that.
Yeah.
And that was not even a joke. That was kind of sad, you know.
Some adults admit that they put off divorce until the kids are grown and possibly even starting families of their own. Well, now they have time, and it's time to reevaluate. The kids are grown.
Yeah.
Yeah, that stigma's gone.
Yeah, but I think some people don't even realize they hate each other until the kids are out of the house.
That's possible.
Yeah.
Oh, they know.
Well, that's I know possible. That. But
I think, they realize.
Yeah. Some baby boomers are on their second, third, or even fourth marriages. Those marriages tend to have lower success rates, with a divorce rate 2.5 times higher than those who have been with the same person throughout their lives. Although, if you've been with the same person,
you know you already shed one. You could probably shed another one. No big deal. You're through it. That's probably why they feel that
maybe.
Way. Yeah.
Although you hear it doesn't get easier.
No, I wouldn't think so.
From people that have been married 2, 3, 4 times.
I don't. I
not
listen,
that we know any of those people.
Yeah, with Todd.
That are walking by the radio.
Yeah. Oh, Joe. Yeah, Joe's married 3 times. I know a bunch of people have married twice. And 3 times. I know a couple that are 3. Joe's 1. but I think there's a lot of them got married young. And then that broke up. Then they got married again, you know.
Avani Ramnani, a certified divorce financial analyst.
You tried for that one. You really tried on that one, didn't you?
Well, that's his name, Avani Ramnani.
Okay, sound good.
Did you practice that?
I think I may have said it when I wrote it originally.
Does that look like a guy that practices?
Ravani Ramani.
No,
well, if you look at what I'm reading, you would think I practice.
He's number 42, right?
If he typed it out, I can see him practicing, you know, out loud.
Yeah, of course.
Says it out loud a couple of times.
He says the unexpected in-home isolation puts a sharper focus on issues in the marriage that may have been overlooked for a while. Loss of income, employment, separate routines that allowed healthy time away from each other have produced a perfect storm. Marriages are wilting under this added stress.
Craig, I brought that up. My wife and I had a serious conversation. Nothing major. But we talked about that story you brought up that how people, you know, during the pandemic, it's been tough on couples.
Yes.
Both the man and the woman. It's nobody's fault. It's just that you're there. And there's a lot of stress going on.
There have been marriages that have flourished under the pandemic?
I doubt it. Of course.
Yes.
Ones with no kids.
Yeah. People that, you know.
Or the ones that didn't care about COVID, maybe.
People that decided.
There's been a lot of arguments about COVID in a lot of families, you know.
Yeah, but I'm sure there's somebody out there who was locked down with their spouse and found something new that they got into together.
Absolutely.
And they grew been a great closer. Thing for them.
Yeah, grew closer as a result of this.
Yeah, I'm sure it's happened.
I'd like to think.
Yeah, but not as much as the other one, for sure.
Eh.
People are just tired of being around. I mean, you always are in the house anyway. I like to do stuff, so my wife and I really want to get out of the house. Really want to get out of the house.
Yeah. See, when I get out of the house, I like to get out of town.
I know that. Without your wife, usually. Because you'd like to do different things.
Right, she's got stuff.
And same for her.
Yeah.
When she leaves town, she leaves without him.
That's a good point.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
U.S. News and World Report put together their 2021 Best Countries Report.
You nailed that.
Thank you.
What are the criteria?
They measured the strength and perceptual quality of 78 countries. And they looked at factors like cultural, economic, and political influence to rank these 78 countries. And for the first time, Canada is number one in the Best Countries Report.
And
then it goes Japan.
The best country is the one I live in. The best
Germany
is the one I live in. The best city is the one I live in.
Last year's number one, Switzerland, is now number four. Australia at number five.
You keep going down. Where are we at?
We are up one spot.
From what?
From 2020, United States, now number six.
Yeah.
The sixth best country in the world.
Sounds about right.
I figured it's for like low teens.
Why don't you leave?
83% of global citizens believe there's a leadership crisis in the world today. 68% agree that countries led by women tend to be better managed.
Well, there's a lot of stats that back that
up. Yeah, I was going to say, those seem
to be
facts.
A lot of stats that back that up.
Right, there's apparently women possess empathy.
Yep, it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, and a lot of guy leaders apparently lack that quality.
Yep.
75% of the globe agrees that conspiracy theories are a threat to society.
Yes, they are.
And 39% believe
that those guys
governments...
In. Yeah.
39% believe that governments have made up the COVID pandemic to control their citizens.
Oh, those people are dumb. Let's make it up.
Yeah. There is some overlap there.
Yeah, there is.
You can believe both, apparently, that conspiracy theories are a threat and governments have made up the pandemic.
Yeah. I'm watching. I'm in and out of that. I'd like to go back and watch the beginning with that. Perfect Storm on HBO. It's a documentary about QAnon. And I don't think QAnon people are watching that because basically they just tell you right away, oh, this is crap. And we've done the investigating. It's stupid and you're an idiot. But I don't think they're watching that because they won't believe that they're idiots.
They don't want to be faced with their own idiocy.
You're really dumb.
Haven't there been a handful of people who have... Come forward.
There had been ones that they've got, ones that got out of the cult. Yeah, I think their parents hired a van to snatch them out and deprogram them.
Yeah, it's deprogramming.
But I got a friend that's into that. I saw it on his Facebook page, man. Dude I grew up with.
Well,
his page says Q on his Facebook page.
Here's the thing. Called the Dunning-Kruger effect.
All right.
I've heard of this.
Ready for this?
Yep.
It comes from social psychology. And states that People with low ability at a task overestimate their ability.
Okay.
So I think these people are trying to think, and they're not doing a good job of it.
Right.
Examples would include a manager who's actually horrendous at leading a team, thinking they're the world's best boss, or your friend who came back from studying abroad for a semester in Barcelona speaking Spanish like a toddler and believing that they're on the verge of being fluent.
All right. The first one we knew of.
Right. New study has shown that stupid people are even dumber than previously thought.
You're an idiot.
Because the world is full of stupid people.
Stupid people are dumber than previously thought because not only are they overestimating their performance on cognitive tests, their confidence is significantly higher than people who actually perform well on the tests.
Oh, yeah. They don't know they're stupid.
No. The participants who did the worst.
Welcome to Facebook. Yeah.
Smart people know that they don't know everything.
The participants who did the worst were also the most confident they did the best.
But then when they're faced with it, they didn't do the best. What do they say to that? I don't believe it.
Oh, they don't know.
Okay.
In a world full of misinformation and misleading headlines, the ability to make correct intuitive decisions is one of the most critically important skills in the technology area, they say, said Dr. Couchman. Said we're swimming in a sea of misleading headlines, fake news, filtered pictures on social media, distorted context, and commentators who project a false sense of authority and trust. It's not very hard, or it's very hard to not feel the intuitive or natural reaction to anything you see in the media, but if you can recognize the process, spot the trick, you're more likely to avoid being swept up in something false.
Yeah, well, good luck with that.
Yeah, there's a lot of really confident, stupid people out there.
Yeah.
Idiots.
And the social media brings them out.
Yep, it does.
It gives them a voice.
Yeah, right, to find other idiots. Dr. Mina will call us idiots when she calls in here about certain things.
Yeah, the worst part, one of the worst parts, they say, about the Dunning-Kruger effect, the stupider the person is, the more confident they are, and thus unable to even recognize that they're completely stupid.
You just got to avoid them, man, at all costs.
No, there's no avoiding them.
I know there's not. I know. I like
to deal with them all the time.
I know. Yeah.
Check your email.
Oh, I know. Yep. And usually those guys, there's like 10 or 12 posts a day on our email. Dude, just stop it. We don't read them, man. I mean, there are certain names out there I recognize on email that it goes right to trash. So you're wasting your fingers. You don't want to waste your fingers.
And he doesn't say that very often.
No, I don't, man. No.
Sup?
Is that what you said? What's up?
No, I said I saw.
Oh, okay. Sup?
Saw a story the other day where it was an advice column.
All right.
And a woman said that she and her husband recently had their DNA tested. And she found out that her dad had a couple of kids with another woman while she was in junior high.
Uh-oh.
And the husband's dad had a kid with a close family friend while his mother was pregnant with him. So the husband's dad was having two kids at the same time with two different women.
Would they rather have been in the dark about all that?
Well, because they don't know what to do with it.
Oh, tell anybody.
They don't know what to do with it.
So she says her dad had a couple kids. Is her dad still alive?
No, they're both dead. Both the fathers are dead. Both the mothers are alive.
Oh, you don't want to hurt the mom. I got it. I keep it.
Quite elderly.
I keep it to myself. You don't want to hurt the person still alive. The mom might know. We don't know because, you know, parents keep secrets from their kids their whole lives because it's because they're adults.
Now, apparently they've told some people because they say that all these half-siblings don't want to meet or know them.
Craig, you're familiar with that.
I am.
Right.
Nobody wants to meet you. I also read the other day.
Did your biological dad knock up two women at the same time?
Yes. Yeah.
Don't you have a half-brother that's like a month old?
No, he did. He died.
He's dead. Less than a month.
They kept the wrong kid.
We were born in the same month, same year.
Wow.
Craig lived Craig
this
ate,
long.
Craig ate him in the womb, basically.
Well,
all
different,
different
womb.
Wombs.
I was eating my way into a different womb.
Yes, you were.
You're welcome.
Yeah, or out of it.
Yeah.
Usually, you eat your way out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in this,
you're
case,
the mom. You do. Yeah.
Later on, and then you spit.
So I saw a story the other day where it was a famous murder. I mean, they're all not really that famous, but there's an infamous murder somewhere about 20, 30 years ago. They finally tracked the dude down because he had relatives that did DNA tests. And they had a rape kit from like the late 70s.
Yeah.
And they went, oh, okay, well, that's, here's some relatives. Oh, that guy, where was he that day? And he admitted to it, and he's in jail for life now.
Yeah.
So if you have relatives you think are murdered somebody, don't give your DNA.
Or give your DNA.
To get them out. Yeah. Off. Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. Now, there was an article, too, I read that says somebody paid a bunch of money for one of those DNA kit things.
Yeah.
Somebody just recently bought them.
Like a 23andMe.
Yeah. I don't know the details, but it said the headline was basically listen, they didn't spend all this money not to use this. I get it. Everybody's afraid of their DNA being somewhere. It is everywhere.
It is everywhere.
You know what? Your phone tracks you. The other day, we had the Menker on talking about Kathmandu. Going through my Facebook page last break, I showed Todd this. I saw this cool-looking band playing some sushi bar somewhere. I said, where's this sushi bar? Looks pretty cool because, you know, sometimes local ads show up on your Facebook. Mm-hmm. I clicked the sushi bar. It's in Kathmandu. How would my phone know that?
Wow.
Sitting right here listening to me
it
a week
you.
Ago. Right.
Wow.
You think you're going?
No, but the band looked cool. And the sushi bar looked great.
Did we say the words Kathmandu,
yes,
or was it just
No, we said
Menker.
It.
Okay, we said
well,
it.
Well, either way.
Menker.
But no, we said it back. We said Kathmandu because he was talking about the song, you know?
Yeah, you would have had to say it back because the phone wouldn't have been able to hear.
No, we said it back. We said it back.
Yeah.
Or would it?
No.
No, we said it back.
No, you had to say it. Somebody in the room would have had to say it out loud.
I'm drifting a little bit from the original thing, but the DNA, I still think it'd be interesting to find out. But that part, if you think your dad banged a bunch of chicks and had a couple kids, maybe don't get on there.
Or do.
But then...
You want them busted.
Do you tell the old lady, elderly woman, hey, dad had a couple kids with somebody else?
No.
There's two reactions. I don't believe it, or... Yeah, I knew that. Just didn't tell you kids.
No, you let it go.
You let it go.
Let the sleeping dogs lie.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
But if you do have a half-sibling out there that just wants to reach out and wants a hug like Craig, accept it.
That's not it.
Accept Craig Evans.
No.
In your family.
No, I'm comfortable with not.
No. If you are the half-sister of Craig Evans somewhere in Oklahoma.
Or brother.
That's where you're from, right, Oklahoma?
Yeah. Well, they tell me I was born there.
That's my top two favorite joke nowadays on the show. I don't know what number one is, so it could be one. Because we enjoy it the most.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.